Michigan. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan officials are saying a suicide car bomber targeting a foreign convoy has struck near Kabul's international airport, killing at least three people, wounding many others, mainly bystanders. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for Sunday morning's attack. That blast killed at least two women who were bystanders and wounded 18 others. The ministry says three children and eight women are among the wounded. A Cairo court Saturday sentenced a former Egyptian president to death. That story now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Cairo's criminal court issued death sentences to ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and 105 co-defendants Saturday. Mr. Morsi and other prisoners fled the Wadi Natroon prison, allegedly with help from outside groups, during the January 2011 uprising against former President Hosni Mubarak. Mr. Morsi was seen on Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV speaking on a borrowed satellite phone during the early days of the 2011 uprising, telling the TV service that he had broken out of prison with a number of other defendants. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Special Forces have killed an Islamic State commander, captured his wife. That happened in eastern Syria. Abu Sayyaf was involved in the group's military and financial operations. During the raid, a young Yazidi woman held as a slave by Sayyaf and his wife was freed. A suicide bombing in northeastern Nigeria killed at least seven people, wounded 33 others on Saturday. Officials said the female attacker set off her explosives at a crowded bus station in Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. Northeastern Nigeria is the site of ongoing clashes with Boko Haram militants. This is VOA News. Despite growing tensions over a territorial dispute in the South China Sea, Chinese President Xi Jinping says relations with the United States remain stable. He told visiting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry earlier today that he looks forward to his upcoming visit to the U.S. in September, and he believes that working together the two sides can bring Chinese-U.S. relations to a new height. On Saturday, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Beijing is determined to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Pope Francis met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday, days after the Vatican said it was preparing to sign its first accord with the Palestinians in the near future. News of that accord angered Israel, prompting a statement saying such a development does not further the peace process. President Abbas in Rome for a canonization today of two 19th century figures. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the failed launch Saturday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite. The probe announcement came just hours after the Proton-M rocket and its payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes after liftoff. The last failed launch of a Proton-M occurred 1 year ago. There had been subsequently six successful launches before Saturday's failure. Back here in the U.S., President Obama used his weekly media address to focus on creating opportunities for all Americans, he said, especially those who feel a sense of unfairness and powerlessness. Mr. Obama said that feeling that way has helped fuel the kind of unrest seen between police and citizens. The president spoke about government programs, which he said are examples of projects that have helped struggling Americans.
We all want our country to be one where hard work pays off and responsibility is rewarded. We want a place where you can make it if you try.
Mr. Obama will now travel to Camden, New Jersey, one of America's poorest cities, but one where the police force is thought to be a model for how it should interact with citizens. In U.S. politics, 11 Republican hopefuls for the 2016 presidential election gathered in the state of Iowa on Saturday to explain to the state's most active party members why they deserve the party's presidential nomination. Prospective candidates called for a stronger American presence in the world. They also talked about lower taxes, immigration, education, the economy, and other hot-button issues for American voters. Iowa holds the first nominating contest for the 2016 U.S. presidential election early next year.
That's the latest world news from VOA.